I love, I'm ever minded of people. God is people minded. I am people minded. People are more important than my home, my car, my money, my life. People are God, and God is people.
Welcome to a Christmas week special on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for an uplifting message on the greatest gift ever given, the birth of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, becoming rooted and grounded. There are some steps here. First of all, I want you to open your Bible to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, please. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Verse 9 through 12. As touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. You ought not have to have somebody write to you and preach to you all the time. You don't have to know that you're supposed to love one another. Everybody that's born again knows they're supposed to love one another. Well, why ain't they doing it? Because to you it's never become a commandment. And I can tell you why, so that you can do something about it. It's not all that hard to know why. And I want you to understand, Peter said this. Well, hold your place there, because we need to come right back to that immediately. And look with me in the third chapter of 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 3. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure mind. Say, he's stirring up my mind. I stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance. Now think about this. He is going to remind you of something that you definitely remember, but now your memory needs to be stirred up. What does that mean? It's back here in the back of your mind, and it needs to come around here in the front of your mind. It needs to get up in the forefront. Now notice this. That you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, or to us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. What he commanded us. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind and strength, and your neighbor as yourself, and love one another even as I have loved you. Now, you know that. Now, turn back over there where we were in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. As touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. Well, now what's the problem? It's not up in the front of your memory. And if you keep violating it over and over and over and over, it'll get to the place where you're cold to it. Now for a while, if you violate in some knock-down, drag-out fight, oh, you'll repent over that. But you've got a lot of stuff that is just as crosswise of that commandment as a knock-down, drag-out fight and never even occurs to you to repent over it. Some sharp spoken word or something like that. So now what are we having to do? We're having to stir up our remembrance that it is a commandment. Stir it up. How do you do that? By thinking about it all the time and talking about it all the time. You meditate on it and you talk about it. You talk about it and you meditate on it. You change your way of thinking from strife and the curse over onto being rooted and grounded in love. I am, in the name of Jesus, determined to be a good steward of the commandment of love. Just like I was in the military. I'm telling you, they didn't wait 3 months to give us that indoctrination speech about you are supposed to obey orders or die, you nothing. You know, I mean, that was the first day. I rode a troop train. I mean, I'm talking about an old huffer puffer. You know, in January the 14th, 1957, I got on that sorry piece of equipment and rode from here to Fort Bliss, Texas. I didn't think that thing was ever going to get there. And it was a troop train. There wasn't anybody on that thing except all of us nothings. And we got out there, man. I mean, it was in the middle of the night, and I thought, well, surely they're going to let somebody go to bed around here. Are you kidding me? You're thinking people didn't have any beds. They just started indoctrination right then, about 3 o'clock in the morning. And before they got through, they already talking about the general orders of the army. They're talking about the orders of the day and all this. Man, alive, and I'm so sleepy, I can't keep my eyes straight. And they're talking to me about obeying orders. Well, Jesus intends to be obeyed. That's the reason it's a commandment. Now, when you come over to that and you stir yourself up to that, I will not accept any excuses out of myself to violate the commandment of love. I'm not going to do it. Amen. I may have a real reason, but either fix it or ignore it. Amen. Amen. Well, how do you ignore a real reason to violate the commandment of love? You roll the care of it over on the commander. Say, sir, you know, I mean, that don't look too good, but I'm telling you right now, I'm not violating your orders, so I'm turning this over to you. You can do with it what you want to do with it. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and as far as I'm concerned, that's done for. And he'll take it. He's your caretaker. He'll take your cares. So, now, let's look here. With that in mind, let's read this scripture. Touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed you do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. You're already doing it. You know it and you do it. I'm not talking to a bunch of people that don't ever love one another. A lot of you do it a lot and don't even realize it. But at the same time, you got some unlovely habits and you do some things over in that area and you don't realize it. And so what we're having to do and what we're talking about here tonight is rooting and grounding. We're digging roots and we're going to ground this thing, fix it, like putting it in concrete. I mean, dig it and set it forever. Amen. There's just certain things that are just going to get weeded out of us, and we're just going to stay with it until that mess is gone. Amen. First step, then, is to believe the love. We won't turn over there. I'll just remind you of it. That the Word says over in 1 John that we have known and believed the love that God had to us. We've known and believe. That the word known again is as being intimate with the love of God. That's what happened to you when you got born again. You've known it, but now you need to be believing it. You need to be developing your faith, the fact that God loves you. And he goes right on then, and just as no one got out of his mouth when he said, developed, perfected, growing. Didn't he say increase in it? Didn't he say increase in the love? That was the Apostle Paul. Now, the Apostle of Love, John, says he called it perfected love. This developing, perfected love, this believing the love casts out fear.
right. Amen.
Fear cannot stay around it. It doesn't just overcome it. It casts it out.
Amen.
Now, there's a difference. I mean, even in the natural world, you can manage fear. You can manage fear with training. I see pilots do it all the time. We're not talking about managing fear. Our training in the Word of God doesn't manage fear. It casts it out.
Yes.
You can manage fear. I mean, you take some fellow that rides bulls for a living. I don't know why anybody want to do that, but then some people do. And he does something for a living. He does it all the time and enjoys it. I don't want to do that. Why in the world do I want to sit down on a 2,000-pound animal and somebody come up and stick him where it hurts and then turn him loose with me on him? No, thank you very much. I got better ideas here than that. But some people like that. Well, that's all right. Go for it. I'll watch you ride them. I enjoy watching you ride them. Praise God. Amen. I know some absolute champion bull riders. But now he can, see, that bull actually is no fear to him. Why? Well, he's trained. He's come to the place where the thing don't scare him at all. And he takes dominion over the thing, and or hope to. And he and that bull go at it for a few seconds here. And even if he gets thrown off, gets banged up, he don't pay attention to that. He's going on to the next rodeo. But on the way over there, he gets in his truck and he's worried sick about his finances or about his family or something else like that. So the fear is still there, see. It's been managed where the bull is concerned, but it's just tearing him apart where his money's concerned. We're talking about casting it out. And as you perfect the love, well, how do you do that? You go to the scripture that where Jesus said that God show them that you love them as much as you do me. You take that. You receive the love. That's mine. He loves me as much as he does Jesus. You start meditating on that. You start talking about that. You get it on your mind. He loves me as much as he does Jesus. My Father loves me as much as he does Jesus. You meditate on it. You walk around the room with it. You give God glory about it. You listen to this tape about it. You go over it and 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 over it. And when he comes up to, well, God can never love me. That's genetically altered Bible. It's religion. Dump it right where it is. Get it out of your life. That's fear-based, and it'll kill you. But what we're talking about is the love of God. Oh, my. And the more it builds in you, you get rooted and grounded in that. To where when now, right there in 1 John, it says, he that fears is not perfected in love. At the first sign of worry, the first sign of fear, at the first sign of, man, wonder what we're going to do. Boop, 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 boop. You got an annunciator going off on your panel. You got a red light going off on your dashboard saying, hey, 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 get busy, get busy, get busy. Get that out of there. Get the fear out there. Fear, 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 fear. Don't wait till next week. Get it out of from behind here and get it up here. I am a forgiver. I am not a condemner. I am loved by God and I love him. His love is perfecting in me and he loves me as much as he loves Jesus and I know he loves me. There's no way in the world God is going to let Jesus run out of gas on the freeway. Just because he ain't got money enough to buy any. He turned water into wine. So pour the wine in your gas tank. It'll get you home. Huh? You are never limited if you'll walk in love. All right. Now, let's get to this. We have to change our way of thinking. How do you do that? You go to a different source, you take the thought and say it, you make the decision, I think that and not the old way. Let's go over to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 1. And look at the 15th verse. This you know. The Apostle Paul now is writing a personal letter to Timothy. This you know, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me. Of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes, the Lord give mercy unto the house Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. He was not ashamed of the fact that I got put in jail. Now, all of them over there in Asia have turned away from him. All of them. There wasn't anybody over there that stayed with him. That's a sad commentary. Why? They had no depth of root in love. They ought to loved him. I don't care what he did. If he stole all the money in the church and went to jail for it, you don't dump a man for something like that. You pray till you get him out and get him turned around. He may turn into the most powerful guy around with a little help. The word says, you that are spiritual, restore. Well, Brother Copeland, we don't do that in our church. That's because you're not spiritual. You're just churchy. Do you want me to tell you why most, and maybe not all, but most of nearly all denominations started in the heat of revival, in the heat of an outpouring from God? Nearly all of them. You know why most of them organized? So they'd have a base of rules where they could kick out the undesirable. And they started kicking them out. And they started getting in trouble. They weren't rooted and grounded in love. The devil tricked them on nearly anything. Look at this. When he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently, and he found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. Here was a man that sought him out and found. He wasn't ashamed of him because he got put in prison. He sought him out and found him. Well, now, see, our natural way of thinking, our righteous way of thinking is, well, somebody gets put in jail, there must have been some reason for it. So, we do love the brother. You a lying. The love may be there, but you're not exercising it. Hallelujah. Now, let's close with this. You will have to expand on that. Now, how does this come to where it gets rooted and grounded in me? Say this, I believe the love.
I believe the love.
Now, say this very thoughtfully. I believe it's in me now. Don't you remember what the word says over in 1 John? Turn over there. We'll act on this. I quote it to you, but you need to put your eyes on it, feed on it. Instead of remembering what it says, don't remember what the potato tastes like. Eat it. Verse 15, 1 John 4:15. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Amen. Do you believe Jesus is the Son of God?
Yes.
Say it out loud. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. I believe he loves me.
I believe he loves me.
He dwells in me.
He dwells in me.
I dwell in him.
I dwell in him.
I dwell in love.
I dwell in love.
Love dwells in me.
Love dwells in me.
I believe the love.
I believe the love.
I believe it is in me now.
I believe it is in me now.
Say it one more time. I believe it is in me now. Now say it like this. I believe he is in me now. I believe he is in me now. He who? Love. Now, I believe the love. I believe it is in me now. I believe it never fails.
I believe it never fails.
Now, it's scripture, isn't it? Yes. Love never fails. Yes. While you believe Jesus is the Son of God, and the Word says if you do, He dwells in you, and the Word says He is love, and the Word says He never fails. Yes. Well, yeah, but don't start that yeah, but on me this late in the day. Yeah, but is the badge of unbelief. Yeah, but what if? The most dangerous four words in life. Yeah, but what if? And like I told you last night, get your yeah, but out of the way. Amen. I believe the love, say it.
I believe the love.
I believe it's in me now.
I believe it never fails.
I believe it never fails. I believe it is God Himself.
Therefore,
I am
love of God
inside me,
minded.
Now that's what you want to develop. God in me, love in me minded, love in me minded. I'm thinking that all the time, wherever I am I prospering people? I am a forgiver. I am not a condemner. I'm ever minded of people. God is people minded. I am people minded. People are more important than my home, my car, my money, my life. People are God, and God is people.
I think about God celebrating my new birth, because that's why He put Jesus in the earth in the first place, is to get a hold of me. And so just as I get excited over the birth of Jesus, He gets excited about me.
At my house, it's really exciting. At Christmas, there's a ton of joy, expectation, a time to reflect on everything God has done in our life. And we are always excited at Christmas time.
Now, years ago, you remember when this happened. The word of the Lord came to me and He said, I want you to make every Friday offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And He set up Galatians chapter 6 to stand on. And since then, I have just learned all kinds of things out of the scripture, and I use it all the time in my own giving of offerings and meetings. I don't ever go to a meeting without giving offerings. Why? Well, it's right here. Let him that's taught in the word communicate or respond unto him that teaches in all good things. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. You just get up and walk out of that service. You just get up and walk away from the television set, and you don't do anything to receive the word that was preached. Your flesh will set you up for Satan to take that word out of you. And that's what Jesus taught in the 4th chapter of Mark. But he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap Zoe, the life of God that's in this word. And when it's sown in you, you say, praise God, I receive this and I activate it in my spirit with this offering. This offering is an activation seed of my spirit. I take this word all this week as my own, and it's part of me now in
right.
Jesus' name. And that's that seed then that you sowed will continue to cause that to grow and come up on the inside of you. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we'll reap if we faint not. And as we have therefore opportunity, let's do good unto all men, especially unto them that are the household of faith. And remember what Ephesians, the 6th chapter says, and any good thing anyone does, the same shall he receive from the Lord. So all of this is for that reason. I'm not receiving this offering to get you to meet my needs. You can't meet my needs. My needs are met through my giving, our giving. Our needs are met by the blessing of the Lord. Now, what you give, we do use it, yes, for radio and television and so forth. That's the proper thing to do with it. We don't use it for other things. That's where it goes. Amen. Now, if you're outside the United States, your offering stays where you are, and it's used in the same area through which you're receiving the broadcast. Now, Father, we pray over this offering.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you for this wonderful Christmas week. It's been so good. We praise you for it. We activate it in our spirits. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich.
Hallelujah.
And he adds no sorrow with it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, be here on New Year's Eve. We're going to shout the new year right on in through a special service. I'm preaching, Phil Driscoll's playing. We're going to have a great time. We'll see you then. And remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today's broadcast is available on CD or DVD. To order your copies, go to our website or call or write to us today. Remember to request your gift from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, the Blessing in Action 2009 KCM calendar. One per household, please. Log on to kcm.org and request your free calendar online. Or call our special toll-free number, 888-326-0011.
What about 2009? That Babylonian system out there is not going to get any better. That thing has come apart, but we don't have to live in that system. You were taken out of the authority of darkness, and you were given the power and the authority and put into the kingdom of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So get yourself ready. We're moving into that master plan for our lives even more than ever before.
Come join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the 2009 Branson Victory Campaign, March 5th through the 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Take 3 days to ground your faith on God's Word and get answers to living successfully in every area of your life. Go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.
The world around you is changing every day. But one thing remains the same, God's Word. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine is full of life-changing teaching that will help you and your family live in the fullness of God's blessing. Build your faith as you read Word-based teachings from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and the real-life stories of believers from around the world. Request your free subscription today. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Words you can build your life upon.